encounter of Moinio and chief executive as well. Moinio is a robo-advisor, and with an interesting look at what's going on in the world of robo-advisories and how money management firms that might have access to them maybe aren't using them. Charles, why would that be? I'm sorry, Kevin, why would that be?
How are you? Thanks for having me again. I was actually wondering, as listening to the news coming in, if Cisco would have announced the Mexican investment if Trump had done better in the debate. So just on the top of my mind.
Yeah, right.
Well,
yeah.
So all of us, right? All of us thought that.
Yeah, exactly.
So talk.
Exactly.
So. You know, we have robo advisors growing at a fantastic rate. The funds under management. I don't know how are you guys growing? What rate are you growing?
Well, let me change that. I think the intro was a little off. We're a client consulting advocacy firm where we look at all different investments for our clients. So we have hundreds of clients. Right. We go in, we look at what they're using, with their advisors or somewhere else. And a big topic for us has been over the past year. Our clients are saying, what is this robo-advising, and why are clients starting to use it, and should we fire our advisor and use robo-advising? And it's become more of a theme for us to say, okay, hold on a second. The money's been rapid in its growth, but is it the right thing for clients to actually start switching over from advisors and start using robo-advisors?
Wait, okay, so because your website does clearly says, you know, you don't manage assets, you're not a financial advisor. So are you a consultant and that's how you guys make money or what?
Yeah. We get paid by our clients. We only work with clients when they're looking to evaluate their advisors, review their advisors. We actually sit in review meetings with our clients, with their advisors asking questions the clients might not ask. So we look at all investing from all over the country to see how advisors are investing and give recommendations and scores to advisors for our clients.
All right. So what's your advice to investors then who are listening to this conversation when it comes to – it's interesting. Let me take a step back. Corey and I had an interesting conversation a little bit earlier today. A professor at Yale, Charles Ellis, he's got a book out called The Index Revolution. And just we delved into that whole idea of why indexes – maybe make more sense right now and how actively managed funds just kind of don't cut it anymore in this environment. So with that kind of backdrop, you know, you too look at passive versus active robo-advising specifically.
Yeah, so there's a couple things. There's three things to keep in mind. One, advisors, why are advisors underperforming and why is active advising underperforming? Because you've got dislocations in the market everywhere. You've got a Fed doing what it's doing. You've got central banks all over the world doing what they're doing. So advisors and firms are being very mindful of the risk. So they're taking risk off because they see it, but the risk isn't materializing. So you end up with indexes doing better. And this is going to distort returns for the next 5 or 10 years for us who look at it. So we've got to be very mindful when we're talking with advisors about how they're investing and what they're doing. And I'll give you an example. And this is one of the reasons we like active investing, but let's be careful about how we quantify it. We like ETFs. There's nothing wrong with ETFs. We just think you have to be careful about ETFs or index funds. If you look at 2008, the market was down 37%. But in 2009, 2010, the S&P 500 was up 41%. However, the Russell 2000 was up 50% in that same time period. 2002, the S&P was down 22%. In 2003 and 4, it was up 39%, but the Russell was up 62%. Smart advisors, they have to stay invested, but there's certain times when you should overweight small cap versus mid cap versus large cap. So our concern with robo-advising, we don't mind ETFs. We just want some more active management within them, which firms have, by the way. They have model portfolios for ETFs. We just find advisors aren't using it. They're getting involved and behaviorally starting.
But I still don't get it. I mean, if we know that the fees from the I don't believe in efficient market theory, and I do believe there are some great money managers out there perform year after, you know, that I don't believe that Warren Buffett is a statistical accident like one of 100,000 monkeys typing that comes up with a Shakespeare sonnet, but. It is true if you average out, if you look at the average returns and add in the costs of those returns and fees, that actively managed investments are not good for the average person.
Yeah, right, for the average person. So if you're talking $100, $500 million, but when you start getting higher up and you start including private equity into that calculation, when you start using, so right now, ETFs for bonds, do you want to own the ETF or would you rather own the bond? You've got low yields, you've got high premiums. So the argument we're getting from advisors is we want to own the bonds. We don't want to own the ETF in this environment. So there's two sides to where you at in the market cycle.
And maybe add into that with robo-advisors, just those low fees that would just do and the constant re-diversification, rebalancing around diversification is another great advantage there.
Yeah, no, robo-advisors done a great thing by doing a couple things. One, it made people realize that you need to be invested, you need to stay in the markets. Two, it's lowered fees across the board. There's more conversations with firms, with advisors about lowering fees than there ever has been. So robo-advising from that standpoint, we like it. We just think that adding private equity, adding some other asset classes is a diversifier and actually can lower risk.
Kevin,
it's just finding the right advisor.
We got to run. Thank you so much, though. Kevin Neal, Chief Executive Officer, founder of Moenio, joining us on the phone in Florida.